You are now at the top of Le Revest de Les Eaux, at 220 meters above sea level. Here you can see this medieval tower, listed as a historical monument. Perched on a rocky peak, it dominates the village and the Dardenne Valley. Observe its architecture. This tower reached 12 meters high, and its sides measure 8.10 meters. Its 2-meter-thick walls are pierced with arrow slits. The ensemble is topped by a small bell tower. Around the windows in the corners, you can see protruding carved stones. This facade decoration is called bossage, or rustication. This technique appeared in France after the 12th century Crusades and was used to reinforce towers and fortifications. This architectural element thus indicates this tower was probably built around the 13th century. Built directly onto the rock, this building is composed of a vaulted storeroom, which was used to stock goods and powder, as a floor, and as a platform. People accessed it with a ladder through a door located on the first floor. Like most watchtowers, it was meant to be used as shelter for the population in case of an attack, but it also stood as a symbol of power. However, its origins remain unknown. Some specialists think it might have been a castle dungeon, as Le Revest used to be a fortified city called Castrum de Revesto in the Middle Ages. According to the archives, the Castrum Revesto also possessed an enclosure, a few remains of which are still visible today. This tower was somewhat modified in 1865 after the installation of a clock. The storeroom's vault was completely destroyed, and a door was created on the east facade. Simple restoration works were carried out on the building between 1991 and 1993.
Take the time to visit this tower during the European Heritage Days, or come back in the evening to see it when all four sides are lit up. You can walk around the tower thanks to its illuminated path, like a starry walkway with 1600 diodes. At the top, you will be able to enjoy a 360-degree panorama over the lake and the four mountains surrounding Revest-les-Eaux, that is, the Mount Faron, the Baux de Quatre Euros, the Mont Combe, and the Coudon. In front of the tower, you can see a feudal pigeon house, which has been designated a listed natural site and monument. In medieval times, only the lords and high dignitaries of the church were allowed to own a pigeon house, mainly for the supply of fowl. Renovated in 2007, its access still remains difficult. Only the most experienced walkers will be able to get there. The pigeon house is only open on European Heritage Days.
Text by Sylvie Brunati-Abad, Toulon, Provence, Méditerranée, with its regional and European partners. Also in cooperation with the company AudioVisit.